Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A 25-year-old Whitethorn resident is recovering from major injuries in St. Joseph Hospital. Anthony Lovato was riding his motorcycle eastbound on Bryceland-Whitethorn Road east of Shelter Cove at just after midnight this morning when he collided with a deer. Lovato was wearing a helmet, but he suffered major injuries and was taken to St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka for treatment. Alcohol is considered a factor in that collision. On May 19th, two dogs were found hanging from a tree near Dinsmore with a sign that read, "All stray dogs must die." The dogs had been shot in the head and left hanging by unknown assailants, and as of today, no arrests have been made in connection with the incident. Two animal rights groups have offered rewards of $2,000 each, PETA and the Animal Legal Defense Fund, for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. Representing PETA is Sarah Preston.
People who abuse animals rarely do so only once, and they almost never stop with animals. The link between cruelty to animals and interpersonal violence is undeniable.
Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Delnard County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 47-year-old Britton Franklin Mode, who's wanted in connection with the shooting of another man during an altercation in Fort Dick on June 3rd. The sheriff's office reports that the victim was hit with a stun gun twice and then shot in the leg by Mode, who then fled the scene in a vehicle. Mode is currently on parole and is considered armed and dangerous. He's 6'2", 200 pounds, with light brown hair and blue eyes, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Voters in Neyland have approved a supplemental special tax to fund their volunteer fire district, and it passed with 82% of the vote. That means property owners in Neyland will now pay $80 a year for improved parcels and $60 per year for unimproved parcels, a vote that Supervisor Rex Bone heartily supports.
That's good home cooking there. I mean, that's just what should happen. There is no doubt in my mind that is what should happen. You should support your local fire department. I mean, those guys, they don't get compensated. I was a volunteer for years, and I can tell you right now, the volunteer today, the certification, everything you have to do is so much more intense, and the requirements for insurance or everything else are so much more intense.
Bone said that Neyland voters added to their tax burden despite the fact they are also subject to the state resource area fire fee. The Neyland parcel tax will be in effect as long as there is a Neyland Fire Protection District. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. College of the Redwoods has a safety problem on its hands. It's grandstand. College President Kathy Smith says parts of the grandstand at the athletics field are rotting and will have to be fixed. The college closed the bleachers last Friday because of what it called structural issues. Kathy Smith appeared on Talk Shop.
It has rotted out. So we have had three or four places there where somebody has stepped up on the seating of the bleachers and it's broken the wood. So we actually had somebody come in and do analysis, our insurance carrier, Keenan, and they came in and looked at it all and said, we can't have people sitting on these anymore.
College President Smith said the grandstand problem cannot be resolved by football season this fall when so many college fans would be using it.
We don't have a clear direction because we don't have the funding for that. We do have, of course, our facilities funding that's left from Measure Q and from the state bonds. You can't use them for things like, you can't use bond money for things like stadiums.
The field will be available for track and field events. Still, structural problems with sports facilities are nothing new at College of the Redwoods. It was forced to close its swimming pool when workers found a crack in its lining. The pool is still listed as closed indefinitely for repair. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.